Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac. This month's Farmer's Calendar essay is read by the author, Castle Freeman, Jr.
Farmer's Calendar essay for August, 2006. You have seen during yard sale season the forlorn little collections of articles piled at the roadsides with a crude sign propped against them, free. These are the unsold remainders of the long day's effort at household commerce. They are the lowest, poorest bottom of the unwanted. You might find a ratty recliner that doesn't recline or unrecline, an old vacuum tube radio that was last heard from in 1957, a single bicycle tire, flat, a box of old National Geographics, mildewed. Days will pass, the rain will fall, and the free pile will sit there undiminished. At last, the would-be seller will give up and cart the articles off to the dump. You can't give this stuff away. You can't give it away, but it has always seemed to me to be a mistake to try to dispose of the useless by taking it out of the market entirely. After all, how much more abject is the junk in the free pile than the junk that has been successfully sold around and beside it? Not much more, I suggest. The astute seller, rather than try to give away his remnants, would put up a sign advertising them for, say, $1. He would assign them not much value, but value nonetheless. My guess is they'd move. Unaccountably, people will accept for a price what they disdain for nothing. In the sea of the free pile and the yard sale, the ship of supply and demand sails into shoal waters.
Castle Freeman, Jr. has been writing the Farmer's Calendar essays in this almanac since 1982. You can also read this essay in the 2006 edition. This is Janice Stillman, editor of the almanac. Thanks for listening and have a great day.